Let me begin by saying this is one of those weeks when the sermon title and the whole sermon idea I had on Tuesday, by yesterday afternoon, was totally different. So the sermon title that's in your bulletin has very little relationship to the sermon you're about to hear, just so you know. Earlier in the week, I was looking at these readings and sort of looking at all the various blessings, it seemed like, and that were being lifted up that we get. But as the week went on, there was one particular blessing that kept being more prominent in my mind. And that is the blessing of peace. My father is a wonderful person, and I admire many things about him. But perhaps the thing I have always admired about him most is his ability to sit down in a chair or lie down in bed and be out. Because I have never had that ability. Even if I fall asleep fairly quickly, there are many nights when about 3 o'clock I'm wide awake. Anyone else ever have that problem? Yeah, okay, a few. And it seems to get worse as I get older. So don't tell me if that's true. So maybe that's why particularly the last verse of this psalm this morning resonates with me. I will lie down and sleep in peace. For you, Lord, alone let me live in safety. The gift here is the peace and security that comes from God that allows us even to sleep in peace and security. If you've ever been awake in the middle of the night or had trouble falling asleep, you know that what often happens is stuff just keeps going through your head. And you can't seem to shut it off. And of course, the more you try to shut it off, I need to get some sleep. So I need to stop thinking about all this stuff. But now I can't stop thinking about the fact I'm not getting any sleep. You know. I can tell which of you has that problem by your nodding out there. The rest of you take a little nap while we're discussing this. And it's tough. One of the commentators I was reading this week talked about someone they knew who would always say, I had a rough night. I was up all night babysitting the world. And it can feel like that sometimes. We are trying to solve all the problems. I mean, I am never more aware of all the things I didn't accomplish during the day than I am awake at 3 o'clock in the morning. And there's nothing I can do about all that at 3 o'clock in the morning usually, but there it is. But that is why we can trust in God. I mean, that's the whole point. God's in charge, not us. And that we can lay all of these burdens of our thoughts and our anxieties and our worries on God's shoulders. And that's why Jesus says at one point, "Let me take your burdens from you. Take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is light and easy." I should maybe mention the ironic fact that even last night, 3 o'clock in the morning, I was wide awake. And I thought, this is ironic, and maybe this is extra sermon prep for me to be sure I'm experiencing this. It can be tough to shut off our desire for control, our sense of anxiety and worry about things. And yet, both these readings this morning are clear. 1 John says, you are children of God. That's how much God loves you. And the psalm says, and this is probably the second favorite verse of mine in the psalm, when it says, know this, the Lord takes personal care of the faithful. We are in God's hands. We like to think we're in control sometimes. But the message is God's in control. We are in God's hands. God has everything in order. Maybe not the way we would like it. Maybe not things solved as quickly or in the manner that we would desire. But God's got it in hand. And thus we can be at peace. We can find our security. And it's worth noting that the word peace here in this psalm is, it's probably the one Hebrew word we all know. Shalom. Peace. Not peace as the absence of conflict. Not peace on that shallow level, but a deep, abiding, contented, trusting wholeness. All is right with the world kind of peace. Or as St. Julian of Norwich famously wrote, all will be well and all manner of things will be well. That can be a tough thing to keep in mind when you're wide awake at 3 a.m. or not able to fall asleep. All will be well. It didn't help me much last night at 3 a.m. I tried, believe me. I was like, okay, I'm going to practice what I preach here. But eventually. But that's the point of this, is we often get worried and anxious about things that God already has control of. I mean, it's the whole idea of Sabbath as well, that at least one day a week we can rest and know that God still is taking care of everything. Now, I don't know if you noticed in both these readings, there were challenges to us, particularly in the 1 John passage, which says you are children of God, and I'm paraphrasing a bit, but then it says act like it, be righteous, don't sin, be pure. And sorry, I'm right back to wakefulness. What? Don't sin? Be pure? But the reason we can be challenged like that is because of the ultimate message of, yet you are children of God. Try to do better. Try to live better. But don't lose sleep over it. Because God forgives you and God loves you. You are a child of God. The Lord is taking personal care of you. That's why we can try to do better and live better. And even when we fall flat on our face, we can know that God's still there saying, I love you. Get a good night's sleep. It'll look better in the morning. So those of you like me who occasionally are awake in the middle of the night, in particular, let me remind you of the peace and security of our God. The peace of Easter, of a Savior that has come for us. The peace of forgiveness and mercy and grace. The peace of God which says, even at the end of the day, if you realize every one of your good intentions has come to nothing, shut your eyes. Turn off your mind. Get some rest. Be at peace. Tomorrow is a new day. And you know what? God will be there with you again. So, good night. Get some good rest tonight. Amen.